Welcome back to class, my adorable little princess. It's so good to see you here, back in the Sissy Academy, for another day of training to teach you how to be the perfect sissy that I know you can be. Now, today's class will be focusing on how to properly play with your little limp penis. Now, it's very important to know that all advanced sissy girls always have their tiny limp penis locked in a chastity cage, preferably a small one and a pink one with a cute little heart right on the front. You see, when a girl sees a sissy with a small, tiny, limp penis locked in a chastity cage, it tells the girl that this sissy is inferior. A chastity device lets all the girls know that you're not meant for sex. You are an inferior sissy who doesn't ever have sex with girls. And that can be so humiliating and so arousing at the exact same time. For a sissy to be so horny and yearn to be inside of a girl, to desire sex with a woman, but to also tell that girl that you are made for humiliation and servitude, and to tell all the girls that you are meant to be a virgin forever, who never gives sex, but only receives sex. It is a very erotic life, and a mental state to always be in. Now then, some of you are not advanced sissies, and you don't have your chastity cage yet. There could be numerous reasons for why your clitoris isn't locked away, as it should always be. And therefore, whatever those reasons are, you have to be properly trained. A very good way to prepare yourself for a life of impotence, limpness, and never receiving sexual pleasure from your penis is a technique called diddles. A sissy should never, ever attempt to make her clitty hard and try to masturbate like a real man. You see, that is very, very disrespectful to all real men and girls around you. You see, one of the many important things about keeping your clitoris small and limp and locked away in a chastity cage is it tells all real men that you are not a threat to them. They don't have to compete against you to fuck pretty girls. You want all real men to know that you are just a servant to serve girls and to pleasure men sexually. You don't get erect and you don't fuck. You only get fucked by men and serve the beautiful girls that all real men love. It is so very important to accept your proper place. Now then, I'm going to teach you how to prepare for a lifestyle locked in chastity, a lifestyle where you will no longer receive pleasure from your small, inferior, highly inadequate little clitty. Now, for maximum effectiveness, it's very important to be wearing headphones as to to truly absorb all the words I'm telling you. It also helps that while you're in class, you look at pictures of pretty girls, preferably in their bikinis or their underwear. It is very, very important to never look at a girl naked. If you, for any reason, have any pictures or videos of naked girls, you will delete it immediately. A sissy is not supposed to look at naked girls. That is not okay. It is very disrespectful. You are supposed to be a platonic friend to all beautiful girls. But it is okay to admire their body, as long as they're not naked. So go ahead. Look at pretty pictures of girls. Look it up on the internet. And find large groups of girls. Beautiful girls. And I want you to look at their body. I want you to gaze on the sexual perfection that is all women. I want you to gain pleasure from their physical appearance. I want you to find it so erotic, how hot they all are. Women are truly magical beings that can offer real men so much pleasure. Now then, while you stare at these beautiful girls, or imagine in your mind beautiful women, I want you now to associate pleasure, sexual pleasure with them, with humiliation, degradation. They know you're inferior, and you will never have sex with them. And I want that to be arousing. I want that to be pleasurable. Now then, I want you to relax. I want you to calm your mind and remove any shred of guilt for who you are. I want the sight of a female's body to be so warm and calm and to bring you such mental sexual bliss. And now, while your little clitty is impotent and limp, I do not want you to ever get an erection. Instead, you will take your finger and massage your little limp clitty. Take your finger now while staring at these beautiful women. And I want you to slowly massage your limp, impotent penis. I want you to listen to my voice and look at these beautiful girls. Look what they have in between their legs. No, you will never, ever have that. You will never, ever have sex with a beautiful girl. And I want that thought to arouse you. I want you to diddle your clitty. Just diddle with your finger. Up and down your little baby shaft. I want you to feel how small your clitty is. I want you to embrace your limpness. It's so arousing for a sissy to diddle her little clitty while her clitty stays nice and limp. It feels so much hotter to play with your little clitty when it's not hard. If your clitty becomes hard, you will simply take a time out and refrain from touching your penis. If your penis keeps getting hard, it may be a good idea to take your little hand and to smack your baby balls. Just give your balls a nice smack with your hand. It's okay if it hurts. This will create a trigger in your mind, so you associate having an erection with pain. It is very, very important to associate a hard penis with pain. Always remember, soft, small, limp penis feels so good when you play with it. It feels so arousing seeing how small your clit is getting, how tiny it is, and it will shrink because all sissies have shrinking penises, shrinking clitties. Go ahead and diddle, 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 diddle. I want you to tell yourself, while you're massaging your little peony with your finger, that this is how a good girl plays with herself. Never getting hard, always staying limp. And when you look at these girls, imagine that they're looking back at you, watching you, playing with your little clitty. They would all laugh so hard. They would think it's so funny just how sweet and small and inferior as a lover you really are. Now just diddle yourself. Play with your clitty. At any point in time, if you feel you're going to have an orgasm, you need to stop. If you feel like having an orgasm is something that absolutely must happen, then you will instead play with your ass. You will not ever ejaculate with your clitty. That is not okay. But through anal stimulation, you can have a sissygasm, a female orgasm that a biological man can have. Always remember that as a sissy, you are an inferior beta male. Being inferior is not a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing. All women love you in a much different way than they love real men. And all real men want you in a much different way than real men behave around real men. You are such an important person in this world. You bring so much pleasure to everyone around you, but that comes at a price. You must show discipline. You cannot ejaculate with your penis. You must never, ever reach a climax with your little clitty. Until your penis is locked in a chastity cage, you can diddle. Maybe even your platonic friends, or your husband, or your coupled relationship, maybe they will allow you to play with your clitty, to diddle your clitty, to massage your little penis with your finger. Maybe that will be your reward, but you must never reach climax. You must never reach orgasm. feel the pleasure as you diddle. But you can only orgasm with your asshole. Your ass is the only way you can ever relieve the sissy cummies in your balls. Maybe you'll have a boyfriend or a man who you can call and meet him. Maybe you'll find yourself diddling your clitty and then finding a real man to fuck you up the ass to finish you off. Imagine how arousing that life would be for you. To diddle away with your little clitty, almost reaching orgasm, but then lightly smacking your bones, telling your body, no, 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 good girls don't orgasm like men. And then finding a man to fuck you up the ass, and then little tiny drops of cummings can come out of your clitty while the real man fucks you from behind. That is how a good girl, a good sissy princess, plays with herself. I want you to practice every day until you are locked away in your chastity cage. It's okay to diddle. You can diddle. But it is not okay to orgasm with your penis. Remember, the next time you're horny and a real man is not around, it is okay to just diddle. Diddle, diddle, diddle your limp little. That's something that you can tell yourself. Diddle, diddle, diddle your limp. In time, you will teach your body that limpness is the proper way for you to only feel pleasure from your penis when your clitty is small and limp, as it should always be. Alright, this concludes today's class. I cannot wait to see you in the next class. Sleep well, my little sissy princess, and remember, limp diddles only. Never get an erection. All my love to you, my sissy princess.